Well, hello, Minna. It's nice to walk in the forest with your good boots on, hearing the bugs crush underneath your feet. What the hell am I talking about? Sorry, I've just had a large piece of sirloin steak. It kinda gives me a bit of a high. I don't know how you men like your steak. I'm a 3.5 minute one myself. That's just right. It's got some pink in the middle, you know? Anyway, this video is for the kind of younger men out there. You know, the ones that could do with a bit of older male guidance. So I'm gonna go find one and let them talk to you. No, it's me. Christ, I'm old enough. I'm so old, I'm nearly dead. Well, maybe I am. Let me check. Well, something's beaten there. But it's good that the men nowadays are evolving. Them ones are going backwards. But some young men still think marriage is the way to go. And if you some young men out there think that way, just take a look at some older men who've been married a long time. Maybe there's some in your family. Well, I know there's a couple in my family that have been married a very, very long time. And they certainly aren't the man they used to be. First of all, you'll notice that these men who've been married a very long time don't have any hobbies. They used to have, but that was all done and dusted just after they got married. No, these married men who've been married forever seem to go to work, come home, and just look after the femon and do what she wants to do. Maybe on the weekend they can go down to a bric-a-brac shop and pick out some bric-a-brac. You see, all the men I've seen that have been married for a long time all turn out the same. They seem to be just a drone for the femon they married. Some men take longer than others to become a drone, but they all become the same. And the funny thing is, to the femon, the man is only a drone. If he dies, then very, very quickly, she will get another man to be a drone. But the man that acts like he's dead already isn't really dead, because it's just more or less a zombie state. If they break up and he gets a divorce for some reason, usually the femon instigated it, it may take a while, but he starts to come back, and all of a sudden he becomes alive again. But he does feel a bit bitter, considering all the years. He realizes now he's lost, and usually all for nothing. You see, men have realized now they weren't just put on the earth to appease femons and make them happy. Men deserve a life, too. And I think it'll take a couple of centuries for the femons to realize that, if ever. For me and my relationships, they were good, because I didn't stay too long. Once the magic started to go, so did I. Man was never meant to be with a femon for the rest of his life. Only in very rare cases. For you young men, there's fields of flowers out there. But be careful, some of the weeds look like flowers too. You young men are your masters of your own futures. Have some fun, but be careful. Don't ever let them get too close. And you are strong and smart. Until sex comes into the picture with a femon, then you seem to be as dumb as a plank. Well, nature has to give femon some advantage. Know your weakness, men, and control it. Otherwise, you will surely be controlled by femon. It's kind of like having a young dog getting treats so you can train it. That's exactly what the femons do with sex. Yeah, I'm glad you kind of swung by and we had this little chat. And I hope you know, young men, I've always told you the truth, because I have no reason to lie. I don't make stories up about femons, because I hate them. I just tell the truth about femons, because I know their nature. This would be something usually that the father would warn you about. But I know a lot of you young men out there didn't have fathers. I do like giving some people pep talks before they go into battle. Now then, let's get walking in the forest again and crushing all those bugs.